News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Welcome back to News for Breakfast. As we were saying before the break, that summit getting underway this morning in Berlin between US envoys and European leaders about the future of Ukraine. And I am hopefully joined on the line now by Sean Bell, former fighter, pilot and military analyst. Sean, good morning.
Good morning to you, sir.
So listen, the NATO demand that it looks as though Volodymyr Zelensky has dropped, how significant is that and what might it mean for the EU, given there is now talk that there could be EU membership for Ukraine as early as 2027? Does that become kind of the de facto NATO protection?
Yeah, it's fascinating, isn't it? I mean, we've been talking about this, haven't we, for many years now, and there's still an air of hope over expectation. These talks in Berlin, they may be attracting some news headlines, but I'm not entirely sure whether they're more about keeping the US engaged and stopping the US forcing Ukraine to surrender. President Zelensky, giving up the commitment for NATO, has insisted and said that these major security guarantees are essential. But ultimately, nothing has changed. And the danger here is that what we're seeing is public negotiation. And Putin doesn't appear to be ready to cede anything. MI6 has recently said there's no evidence that President Putin is ready to negotiate. So it's not entirely clear to me what the value of doing public negotiations is at the moment.
Is it maybe trying to get Trump more engaged with Europe, or trying to even put Europe back in the conversation? Because it seems like the administration in the US kind of just wants a deal by Christmas and isn't overly fussed on what happens to be in that deal and whether it's heavily pro-Russia.
Well, I think you're absolutely right there. I mean, one of the concerns here, I mean, let's be clear as well, going back to sort of a 30,000 foot perspective, you know, the Ukraine is not a member of NATO. US is 4,000 miles away from Ukraine. Ukraine is on the European continent. And therefore, it's not entirely unreasonable. America would turn around and say, look, this is a European problem, so find a European solution. Mm. From America's perspective, the frustration as a military guy is that I genuinely do not believe history shows that Putin will not stop unless Ukraine falls or he's forced to stop. And the only way to force him to stop is either economically or militarily. And at the moment, remember when America said that they were going to consider putting Tomahawk missiles into the hands of Zelensky? Mm. All of a sudden, that prompted Putin to get on the phone because he recognized that he would be put at risk. And all of a sudden, for whatever reason, the US decided not to do that. So unless the West steps up, whether that's with or without America, and forces Russia's hand, the danger is these talks, it feels like, have the potential to be completely futile.
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating to watch. We'll see how they unfold through the day and the rest of this week. Sean Bell, former fighter pilot and military analyst, thanks for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.